Hi, this is Bob Cooper of Ely. First of all, I'd like to say thanks so much for your trust in us. I'd also like to say I have every reason to believe that you're going to really like what you're about to hear, and here's why. Regardless as to where you are worldwide, and regardless as to whether you work at an independent repair shop, a new car dealership, or an aftermarket franchise, one thing is for certain. In one way or another, we're all salespeople. We are. And a reason that I say that is because selling has nothing to do with money. What selling is helping people make decisions that truly are in their best interest. So what you're about to hear are the five best-kept secrets of the greatest salespeople on earth. You're going to learn how the most remarkable salespeople on this entire planet are able to make really great first impressions. You're going to learn how they communicate with their customers, and you're going to learn how to take your sales skills right to the top. Since we're all salespeople in one way or another, I also suspect that by the time you're done listening to this program, you're going to have everyone in your entire organization give it a listen as well. If you do, then you have my promise. You and all of the people that work with you are going to be helping a lot more people make decisions that truly are in their best interest. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another industry-acclaimed product from Elite. Welcome to the secrets of the greatest salespeople on earth.
When I first came into the automotive industry, it was like a lot of us did at that time. I was literally pushing a broom. And I'll never forget my early on mentors, my role models, so to speak. They were the people that I really admired, because if there's one thing that they knew how to do, it was fix automobiles. But you know what most of those shop owners didn't understand was business. And it seemed like even fewer of them really understood people. So what I decided to do was search the history books, because what I wanted to do was figure out what the most successful people who had ever walked on this earth did. My hopes were that maybe, just maybe, I could pick up some pointers and hopefully pattern some small parts of my life after those people. They were people like Henry Ford and Christopher Columbus and Joan of Arc, as well as people like Edison and Einstein and Lincoln. And it didn't take long for me to figure out one thing. If I wanted to go to the top in any career, then I really didn't have a choice. I'd have to have a real good understanding of people. So for me, at that point in my life, the answer was really clear. I needed to go to work on my people skills. And at the same time, I just knew that I'd have to go to work on my sales skills too. Now, in all honesty, I have to tell you, I was clueless as to what to do next. So I figured I might as well head down to the local bookstore and see what I might be able to find. And you know what happened? I wound up picking up a book that literally changed my life. The book was first published back in the 30s. It has a real goofy name, and to this very day, it is still on that very short list of all-time bestsellers. As a matter of fact, it's been published in just about every language on this planet. The title of the book is How to Win Friends and Influence People, and the author is Dale Carnegie. It's a book that I recommend to everyone and anyone who wants to become better when it comes to dealing with people. So if you haven't read the book, then you need to pick up a copy and you need to give it a read. If you have read the book, but it's been a year or so ago, then I'd encourage you to give yourself a little bit of a tune-up and read it again. Ladies and gentlemen, it is not a good book. It is a great book. But you know, the book that I really want to tell you about is another book that I bought years ago. The title of the book is really unimportant at this point. And the name of the author is frankly unimportant too. So let me tell you what is important and how this book, just like Carnegie's, changed my life. But this book did it in a very different way. The book I'm speaking about had to do with selling. And it was written by an individual that had developed, frankly, quite a reputation selling, of all things, automobiles. As a matter of fact, he was even listed in the Guinness Book of World Records. And I thought, here it is! I'm finally going to be able to get the information that I need so I can go to work on my sales skills. And I have to tell you, at that point in my life, I needed a whole lot of help when it comes to sales. Because like so many other people, I didn't have a whole lot of respect for salespeople in the first place. To me, a salesperson was nothing more than someone who made a career out of taking money from people and not doing a whole bunch in return. So I'll never forget buying that book. Boy, was I excited. I thought maybe, just maybe, I might find some answers that, if nothing else, would at least change my perception of salespeople. Then, partway through that book, I came to a passage where the author said one of the secrets to his success was he'd look at the customer sitting across from him at his desk, and he'd imagine them as a big bag of groceries. And he'd tell himself, If he didn't sell that person an automobile, then he wouldn't be able to eat that week. And you know, I'll never forget reading that passage, because at that very moment, that author changed my life. He did. You see, I closed up the book and I put it away. And to this day, I've never opened that book again. It just sits there on my bookshelf as a silent reminder as to how I would never want to sell. You see, I'd never want someone looking at my wife or my daughter or any of my friends as a bag of groceries. What we're talking about is people, ladies and gentlemen, not commodities. They're real-life human beings that have emotions just like you and me. So in my case, all that author did was take my money. And you know what? At the same time, he lost my confidence in him. So with that said, I'm sure you'll agree with me when I say far too many people think of selling just like that author did. They do. The only way they seem to think is in terms of dollars and cents. And you know what? When it comes to selling, that's the furthest from the truth. You see, selling really has nothing to do with contracts and credit cards. It doesn't. But what it does have everything to do with is helping people believe in what you believe. That's why the people that move a lot of cars or collect a lot of dollars aren't necessarily salespeople, let alone great salespeople. And I know that you know that. The really great salespeople, they're people like John F. Kennedy and people like Martin Luther King and people like your mothers and your fathers and even those extraordinary teachers that you had. Ladies and gentlemen, when you sell from your heart, I mean really sell from your heart, then and only then can you really master the art of sales. So as you can probably imagine by now, secret number one of every great salesperson is sell from your heart. And the best way of doing that is by never allowing yourself to forget that selling has nothing to do with dollars, but it has everything to do with helping people believe in what you believe. It's the first, and you know what? It's also the most important secret of every great salesperson. Now, before I move on, I want to make sure that I'm perfectly clear with each and every one of you. I'm not suggesting the financial goals aren't important to the world of business, because obviously they are. As a matter of fact, they're critically important. What I am suggesting is this. If you want to be successful in sales, I mean really successful, then you can never put money ahead of people. It's just that simple, and every great salesperson knows it. All right, let's move on to secret number two. Secret number two says, appearance is everything. Now, in just a couple minutes, I'm going to tell you how the really great salespeople apply this secret every single day. But first, there's a couple really important things that you need to know. Number one, you have to accept the fact that we're all visual creatures. We are. And number two, you have to accept the fact that the human mind can do a lot of different things, but the one thing that it can't do is edit information. Now, you're probably at this point saying to yourself, Cooper, what in the world are you talking about? So let me explain. Let's talk about the fact that we're visual creatures. The reason that we depend so much on visual input is because we've been taught throughout our entire lives to only believe what we see. And from a clinical standpoint, it really makes a lot of sense. It does. 75% of the information that goes into our brains goes in through our eyes. Only 13% goes in through our ears. 6% is through smell. 3% is through touch. And 3% is through taste. Now, I'm not saying people don't have the ability to believe what they hear, because obviously they do. You sell service every single day over the phone, and it's pretty safe to say that just about every one of those customers believes in what you're telling them. But you know as well as I do, if you show a customer a crack in a brake pad, then they are sold on that crack. On the other hand, if you tell them about the crack and you don't show it to them, then there's always going to be that little touch of uncertainty in the back of their minds. Ladies and gentlemen, it's just natural. Now, if you're still not convinced, then think about this. There was a study done at UCLA here in Southern California on sales. And you know what they found? 55% of a sale is through visual input. That's right, I said 55%. 38% of the sale is tonality, the salesperson voice. And you guessed it, only 7% is based on the words that we use. That's why every great salesperson knows just how important appearance really is. Now, the other point that I made just a minute ago was that our minds don't have the ability to edit information. So let me tell you what I'm talking about. When a customer comes to your facility, everything that they see, I mean everything, both consciously and subconsciously, is going to be registered in their mind. That's right, I said everything that they see is going to go into their mind, and it's going to be recorded whether we like it or not. That means even the things that they see subconsciously, like dirty floors or parts scattered around, are all going to be recorded in their mind. And trust me on this one, would you please? It will have an influence on whether or not they decide to do business with you. Need more proof? Then think about this. Back in the 60s, some of the movie theaters were running single-frame ads. They were buried right in the middle of films, and those ads said, "You're thirsty, get a soft drink." Now, I need to be clear. These were single-frame ads. That's right, I said single frames. That means they were going by at 1/32nd of a second, so fast that there was no way in the world anyone would ever be able to consciously see that frame, let alone read the message. And you know what? Soft drink sales skyrocketed at those movie theaters. Fortunately for you and I, the government stepped in and put a stop to it. Now, I know that you know we have a term for this phenomenon. It's called subliminal advertising. Now, I need to be clear. I'm not suggesting that you put together subliminal advertising programs for your facility. But what I am suggesting is this. People believe what they see, and they see everything. That's why every great salesperson knows appearance really is everything. So here's some tips on appearance, all right? Obviously, you need to make a point that your entire facility projects a professional and clean image. That's a give-in. Let me change gears here, and let's talk about personal appearance. Let's start with your hair, all right? Whether you're male or female, how long your hair isn't nearly as important as to how well-groomed you are. I'm sure you'll agree with me when I say there are some guys out there with really long hair, but they're impeccably groomed. And there are some guys out there that have really short hair, and they're not too well-groomed at the same time. And when it comes to sales, grooming is everything. Now, in regard to jewelry, and this goes for both you guys and you gals, what you wear when you are off the clock is certainly your business. But when you come to work, if you work in any position where you're going to be in direct contact with the customers, then the gold chains around the neck, the flashy earrings, the big pendants, and those big gold rings, they all have to come off. Now, I know what most of you are probably thinking. It's the same old line that we've heard for years. It's the one that says, when you're in sales, you can't wear flashy jewelry because all the customers are going to do is start asking themselves if they're paying for all of that gold. Well, you know what? Forget that old school kind of thinking, because it's the furthest from the truth. You see, the problem isn't that the customer is looking at that big gold ring on your finger, that big gold chain around your neck, and wondering if they're going to be paying for it. The real problem is this. They're looking at it, period. You see, when your customer's looking at anything, that's right, I said anything, then you are not selling. Remember what we talked about earlier about visual input? That's why every great salesperson knows that when you're standing in front of a customer, they want their customers to be thinking about two things and only two things. One, the problem that they're trying to resolve, and two, how you, as a sales professional, can help them solve that problem. So what we all need to do, since we're all salespeople in one form or another, is become what I call invisible. That way there's less of a risk that the customer is going to be distracted. So by now, you're probably asking yourself, well, that's great, Cooper, but how in the world do I become invisible? Well, it's really pretty easy. Number one, use breath fresheners so you won't distract your customer with your breath. Number two, use colognes and perfumes sparingly so you don't distract them with the scent. Number three, be well-groomed. Cover up any tattoos. And don't wear any jewelry that's going to distract your customer. So, secret number two, although the words that we use are important, as well as the tonality of our voice, every great salesperson knows that appearance is everything. All right, let's move on to secret number three. Secret number three is no different than the first two secrets. It isn't. It, too, is used by every great salesperson. Whether it be a service advisor, a mom, a dad, a technician, or even the guy or gal that's selling life insurance, they all know the extraordinary power of connecting with people. And the easiest way to connect with anyone, regardless as to whether you're selling auto repair or selling your children on the values of higher education, is by letting them know that you care about them. So here's some tips on how you can better connect with people. First and foremost, you have to smile. And that smile needs to be from your heart. It really needs to be genuine. When you smile, the whole world smiles with you. And I know that you know that. When you smile, you're sending a strong message to everyone that you're having a great day. And when you're having a great day, people will always gravitate toward you. Ladies and gentlemen, study after study after study after study has proven there's no easier, more effective way of letting someone know that you're happy to see them than there is by smiling. Now, if you really want to connect with your customers, then smiling is the beginning for you. It certainly isn't the end, because what you're going to need to do is ask a lot of questions. Obviously, in the auto repair business, we have to ask all the usual questions about how long they've owned the vehicle, when was the last time they had it serviced, and so on and so on and so on. But what I'm talking about now goes well beyond those kind of questions. What we need to do is ask the customer if they have any questions for us, and we need to ask them if there's anything else that we can do to help them. Ladies and gentlemen, you can never, ever forget this cardinal rule. All great doctors, all great lawyers, and all great salespeople have one thing in common. They all ask a lot of questions. Now, when it comes to connecting with people, smiling and asking questions is just the start. Because once we ask the customer a question, we need to close our mouths, don't we? And we need to make really good eye contact. And then what we need to do is listen to the customer. So let's do this. Let's talk about eye contact. And then I'll share some tips with you on what you could do to improve your listening skills. Let me tell you what I've learned about eye contact over the years. Making good eye contact can actually do something that 1,000 words will never be able to do. Eye contact will actually build trust. And here's how it works. First of all, we all been taught at some point in our lives that when someone's telling a lie, it's really hard for them to look in our eyes. Now look, you know as well as I do, that's the furthest from the truth, because there's a lot of guys and gals out there who have the ability to look right in your eyes and at the same time tell you everything but the truth. But there's still that perception out there, even though it's a misperception, that when someone is able to look deep into your eyes, what they're telling you is the truth. When you look into the eyes of a customer, not only is it going to build trust, but you know what else it's going to do? It's going to let them know just how important they are to you. When you look deep into their eyes, and when you don't allow yourself to be distracted, what you're really telling them is what they have to say is really important to you. It's unbelievable just how powerful eye contact is. By the way, in case if you're wondering as to how you can tell if you're making really good eye contact with your customers, then here's your answer. Just ask yourself after that customer walks away from you as to what color their eyes were. If you can't answer that question, then it's safe to say you never made good eye contact. Now, here comes what most people find to be the toughest part of connecting with people. Ironically, doing it is what separates the average salespeople from the absolute superstars. It's being able to connect with people by listening to them. Now, if you're not driving, make a note of this, would you please? Write down this number. Looks like a fraction. Here you go. You ready? Write down 120, that's 120, over 300. Got it? You know what that number means? Well, the 120 is the number of words most people speak in a minute. Put it another way, their rate of speech. The 300? That's the number of words that the average person can comprehend in 1 minute. Now, look at the difference. That's why when someone's speaking to you, your mind's trying to say, oh, come on, come on, come on, let's get moving along. And then the next thing you know, your mind begins to drift, or else you start thinking about the customer's problem, or you start thinking about what you're going to say while they're still talking. Ladies and gentlemen, not only will that blow a sale every single time, but there is no way in the world you'll ever be able to connect with a customer if they have any suspicion at all that you're not listening to them. So by now, some of you may be saying to yourself, well, gee, Bob, that makes sense, but how can I become a better listener? Well, here's the tip for you. Make good eye contact. Keep that contact. And then wait until the customer's completely finished with their thoughts before you say anything. Now, I hope you picked up on the fact that I said wait until they've completely finished their thoughts. I didn't say their words. You see, just because someone stopped talking, it doesn't mean that they've stopped thinking. So what we need to do is wait until the customer has finished speaking. And then what we need to do is wait another 3 to 4 seconds. That's right, I said 3 to 4 seconds before we respond. This technique has worked like a champ for me over the years, and I can't even begin to tell you how many times I'd be writing up a customer, they'd finish what they had to say, and then while I was silent for that magical 3 to 4 seconds, they'd start talking again and say something like, as a matter of fact, Bob, now that I think about it, it has acted up in the mornings. Ladies and gentlemen, it is unbelievable just how powerful this technique is. All that you need to do is put it to use. All right, we have to move on. But before we talk about secret number 4, let me share just one more technique that you can use to connect with your customers. It's one that I learned from studying the life and the business career of Ray Kroc, the founder of McDonald's. And I can tell you, it's used by many of the most successful hotels on this entire planet. You ready? Now, again, if you're not driving, get ready to take some notes, okay? Here we go. You need to make sure that everyone, that's right, I said everyone, in your entire company applies what we call the 20-foot rule. Here's how it works. If a customer comes within 20 foot of any employee, it's the responsibility of that employee to smile and make eye contact. If a customer comes within 10 foot of any employee, it's the responsibility of the employee to smile, to make eye contact, and ask one easy-to-ask question. Do you have your pen ready? Because here's a question. All that they need to say is, have you been helped yet? Let me tell you why that question is so powerful, especially if your customers here come from a technician or someone on your support staff. Over the past couple of years, I've had the privilege of being the moderator on a number of different focus groups with customers. And whenever I would ask the panel how they can tell when they're in a right repair facility, they always seem to give the same answer. They would always say, it's when they realize the employees want to help them, not that they have to help them. From my own personal point of view, there's no better way of letting people know that you really want to help them than by smiling, by asking them if they've been helped yet, by making really good eye contact, and of course, by listening to them. So, secret number 3 of the 5 best-kept secrets of every single salesperson is you have to connect with your customers. And now you have more tools in order to do that. Let's take a look at secret number 4. It's another powerhouse. And it says every great salesperson knows how the customer is going to win. Simply put, what this means is every great salesperson knows the importance of putting the focus on the benefits rather than the product or the service. Let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. Hopefully, it's one that you all can relate to. It's one thing to tell your children that they need to do their homework. As a matter of fact, there's no doubt in your mind that they need to do it. And you know that it's in their best interest. But at the same time, you're talking about homework, aren't you? So now the kids feel like they're being forced to do something, and to make matters worse, it's something they really don't want to do in the first place. But I know that you know there's another approach. It's where we sit down with our kids, and we tell them that they need to really think about getting started on their homework tonight, because if they do, their grades will improve. And as promised, when their grades go up, we'll all go to Disneyland. Now I need to be clear here. I'm not suggesting that Disneyland's the right motivator for your kids, and I'm not suggesting that all the kids all across America will take the initiative to do the homework with the right kind of rewards. But what I am suggesting is this. Children and adults have one thing very much in common. They both like the freedom to make their own decisions, and they both like to know how they're going to win. That's why the truly great salespeople know that with every purchasing decision, people are always going to be asking themselves, how do I win? And that's why if we were to tell a customer that their vehicle needs a 30,000-mile service, what we'd really be doing is setting ourselves up for failure. What we should be telling the customers, how they're going to squeeze every mile out of every gallon of gasoline by doing a scheduled service. And from a professional point of view, I'm sure you'll agree with me when I say, we should also be telling them how they're going to be able to reduce the possibility of having a costly breakdown, and how they're going to be able to protect their valuable warranty, and how they're going to be able to maximize the resale value of their automobile by doing a scheduled service. Ladies and gentlemen, as sales professionals, it really isn't a matter of choice on our part. It's a matter of professional ethics. We have an obligation to tell our customers about all of the great benefits that they're going to receive from our products and our services. Ladies and gentlemen, there really is no argument. All great salespeople put themselves in the shoes of their customers. That's why they love to talk about the benefits of their products and services. It's secret number 4, the one that says you must know how your customers are going to win. Well, it looks like we're down to just one last secret, aren't we? And you know what? Secret number 5, just like the first 4 secrets, is also one of the best-kept secrets of the superstars. It's the secret that says, if you want to go right to the top as a sales professional, then you can never forget the importance of the customer. As many of you may already know, one of my distant mentors, one of my role models, as we say, is a man that I've really grown to admire over the years. His name is Peter Drucker. He was born in Eastern Europe, educated in Germany, and then he came to America. He taught at New York. As a matter of fact, he taught at NYU literally for decades. And without question, he is considered to be the world's leading authority on business management. When Peter Drucker speaks, the CEOs of the Fortune 500 companies, they'll all stop, lay their pens down, and they'll listen to what he has to say. And there was one simple but profound statement that I read in one of his books, and I'll never forget it because it too changed my life. It's when he said, quote, "The principal purpose of business is to create a customer," end quote. Now, please bear in mind, he didn't say to create an income. He said to create a customer. You see, Drucker understands that without a customer, there's no potential for income. Ladies and gentlemen, there is absolutely no question in my mind. There's no difference in building a business or building a career in sales. If you want to go to the top, I mean right to the top, then you really have no choice. You have to put your customers at the absolute center of your universe. Far too many people in business and far too many people in sales will tell me that they chose their profession in order to make a lot of money. And you know what? Those are the people who within just a few short years are all lined up in the halls of the bankruptcy courts. You see, the truly great salespeople, just like the truly great business people, they all have one thing in common. They never forget the importance of the customer. So I guess the next question is, what are you going to do? Secret number 1 says, selling comes from your heart. I know that you not only understand the importance of selling from your heart, but you know what? I know you live your life by that principle with each and every one of your customers. That I do know about you. And what about secret number 2? The one that all great salespeople apply every single day. The secret that says, appearance is everything. Are you going to walk through your facility every single morning and look through the eyes of a customer? And are you going to stand in front of the mirror in the morning and take a good hard look at yourself and make sure that you're impeccably groomed? And are you going to start to talk about each of these secrets at your up-and-coming employee meetings? At this point, I guess all that I can do is hope that you do. And what about secret number 3? This is a secret that says every great salesperson connects with people. They make a point to smile, don't they? And they ask a whole lot of questions, don't they? They also make a point to look in the eyes of the customer. And they do what very few salespeople ever will do. They really do listen to their customers. It's no wonder that Dale Carnegie said, The best way of having someone like you is by listening to them. So the question is, what are you going to do? Are you going to pick up How to Win Friends and Influence People and read it within the next 30 days? I guess I can only hope that you do that too. And what about secret number 4? This is a secret that says, every great salesperson knows how their customer is going to win. Are you going to write out a list of your most common repairs and services? And then are you going to start writing down all the benefits that the customers receive with each of those services? And then, when you're done with that list, are you going to commit those benefits to memory so you can share them with your customers? And what about secret number 5, the last secret? This is the one that says all great salespeople have one thing in common. They all understand the importance of the customer. They all understand the principal purpose of business is to create a customer. And I know that you know, when people put their focus on money, they're not selling. And you know what? Those people will come and go. They will. But they'll never become successful as salespeople. So let me leave you with this thought, if I could. Right now, we have about 6 billion people on the face of this planet. We do. And I know with that many people that somewhere, right now at this very moment, there's a mother that's talking to her daughter, and she's telling her about the risk of AIDS. And I also know this. With 6 billion people on this earth, somewhere at this very moment, there's a father talking to his son about the benefits of staying in school. And I know that somewhere on this earth right now, at this very moment in time, there's a politician that's speaking to a group of people. And I know that you know that. And I also know this. Somewhere there's a man or a woman that's speaking to their congregation at this very moment. And if there's one thing that I know with an absolute certainty, it's this. All these people have one thing in common with you. You see, they're all salespeople. Whether it be the mother selling her daughter on the risk of AIDS, the father selling his son on higher education, the politician promising a better tomorrow if he or she is elected, or the man of the cloth who's telling his congregation that there's a better life after this one. They all have one common objective. They all want to help people believe in what they believe. Ladies and gentlemen, there is no question. Selling has nothing to do with dollars and cents, but it has everything to do with helping people by empowering them with information so they too can believe in what you believe. If you take these 5 secrets and apply them to your life, then you'll do far more than just skyrocket your sales. What you'll do is find that selling is the easiest and the most rewarding job on the face of this earth.
Hi, this is Bob again. I hope you enjoyed what you just heard, and I hope that it met with your expectation. If you want to drive up your sales, and if you want to do it in the most affordable way, then you owe it to yourself to visit our website, because we have more sales solutions for the automotive professional than any other company on this entire planet, guaranteed. If you're looking for help with marketing, if you're looking to find and hire the superstar technicians and service advisors, if you want to turn your existing employees into absolute stars, or if you're just looking to build a more profitable, successful business, well, I have some great news. We can help you with all of those as well. To learn more about our industry-leading products and services in both English and Spanish, visit our website at www.eliteworldwidestore.com. This is Bob Cooper of Elite, and I would like to say from the bottom of my heart, thanks again for your trust in us.
This entire audio program, as well as all the associated materials, are protected under both U.S. and international law. It is illegal to copy this program, in whole or in part, to electronically transmit it to a third party, or to use it for any commercial purpose outside of its intended use without the expressed written permission of Elite Worldwide. To learn more about Elite and the terms and conditions of the use of this product, please visit our website at www.eliteworldwidestore.com.